Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk to you about a company that has 900 million people. That's one out of every 13 earthlings. 900 million people use this company's consumable product virtually every day. Now, if I told you about a company like that, you'd say, wow, that is a successful company. They've got an incredible marketing and product adoption strategy, right? And you would be correct. So you probably figured out who I'm talking about now. Yeah, it's Facebook. The world's largest social media platform, Facebook. 900 million users. And the consumable product, and you've never heard anybody else say that before, talk about their product as a consumable. Well, it is a consumable because their product is the time, attention, and information that you and the other 900 million users give them every time you log in. Whenever you log in, you are their product. You're the time, attention, and information that you provide to Facebook. You're the product, if you didn't know it or not. You know, folks, the future of social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, it's Pinterest, etc. These platforms are used to help and build, as you've heard me say many times before, to build communities among friends, family, and customers. The future of these platforms is no longer really being debated. But social media, as a publicly traded company, as publicly traded companies, that's another matter, right? And it's primarily because of their business model. You know, you've heard me say this before. Social media platforms are designed to build communities, and that's the reason why I say that it might seem like a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going away. I do believe the social media, the community building aspect of social media, these social media platforms are going to be here to stay. Now, whether they can make a business model of it or not, that's another thing. The business challenge for Facebook is that it doesn't have 900 million customers. As I said earlier, it has 900 million users. I heard somebody on, I think it was CNBC recently, call these people, these Facebook folks, 900 million customers. Well, he was wrong. He was mistaken, because that's not who the customers are for Facebook. The distinction is that a user pays you a visit. A customer pays you money. So when you log into Facebook, you don't pay them money, right? You just pay them a visit. Facebook is really good at getting you and me as users to engage and re-engage. But now that it's publicly traded, there's a new level of scrutiny from investors and the folks I call fish-eyed analysts on how effective it will be long-term at getting advertising customers to pay for access to the users. That's right. Facebook's customers, you're not their customer. You're their user. You actually become their product that they then sell to the advertisers. They want your eyeballs. They want your impression. They want you to click through, right, and see these ads and click through and buy something. So that's the product that they sell to their customers. They don't have 900 million. I don't know how many they have, but they have 900 million users. If you may remember a few months ago when Facebook first planned to announce their plans, I should say, to go public, we asked you if you thought Facebook stock would prove to be a good investment. Only 9% of you said yes. This was in our online poll. And the rest were not optimistic about the stock. 9% said, yes, it would be a good investment. That's not very much, is it? And that was back in, I think it was February. But recently, the weekend after the after Facebook's initial public offering, the IPO, after it launched, the week after that, and I said launch, I probably should have said belly flopped. I've never seen more hype about a stock since 1999 during the dot-bomb era. But we polled you again. We asked on our online poll, we asked again if you would like the stock as a long-term investment, especially in your retirement portfolio. 9% before said it would not be a good investment. This time, only 8% of you said that the stock, that Facebook stock, would be a good retirement portfolio stock to own. That's not very much, is it? And of course, as you know, Facebook stock's down now something like, what is it, 12% or something like, no, more than that. I've forgotten. It's down like from 38 to 26 or something like that. But here's the thing. I'm very encouraged about these two polls because it demonstrates to me the common sense, the logic that small business owners have, that you understand consistently that that the business model, there's a business model difference between the value of a user and the value of a customer. You understand that. You understand that it's not easy to make a living off of a user. You gotta have customers, right? But the lesson isn't that users are bad. In fact, you and I need to realize that our small business, that you and I have users for our business. We have digital users just like Facebook does. But here's the thing. They want to get to know you. Our users want to get to know us before they buy. And they're the new breed of prospects. You need to realize that. And they're our future customers. When we have users, online users, digital users, these are people who just want to get to know us. But they, in our case, they're our future customers because unlike Facebook's users who will never buy anything from Facebook, these, our users, may one day pay us more than a visit. Final thought on this is I want to thank Facebook for providing small business owners with the valuable lesson about the difference between users and customers. We'll take a quick break. I got a few more things to say about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, arise and win. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.